Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Had a gaming chair that was like the I got it off of like fucking Craigslist, and it was just the ultimate like the fucking Mountain Dew presents gaming chair for fellas.
Yeah, exactly.
And it fucking destroyed my lower back. It turned me into dust.
Mountain Dew is designed to. It goes straight into Mountain Dew rests. It. Almost solely in, in the base of your spine.
Yeah, you had not grown a big enough dew hump to kind of compensate.
Yeah, that's the dew problem.
My God. Oh, it feels like something that collects in the thumb, right?
Yeah.
I got to drain my dew thumb.
Or the big toe. Yeah, exactly.
It knocks gout. The good news is you don't have gout. The bad news is you got dew toe. Yeah.
A dew hump. Congratulations, son. You're a dew-seer.
You got to drill a little hole and Baja Blast comes out. That can't be. Yeah. Would you rather have that or gout?
Yeah, it does. I do feel like Mountain Dew is going to be one of those things where in 40 years, it's like, this is why everyone's bones are dust.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
autism was caused by Mountain Dew. Like, yeah, we were blaming. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when not all of them. The white, just that one white flavor, weirdly.
Yeah. Remember when we stopped taking vaccines because we thought that that was what was causing it?
Because I heard that the white dew would cure the COVID. Find it.
Are we doing it? Are we on?
We're doing it. We're podding.
Oh, Ben, I didn't even know. I was half podding, and I'm sorry.
No, this is the atmosphere we seek to cultivate. Room fills with pod, and you don't even know it. You drift slowly.
Here
up
I am. I'm in the corner pulling on my pod. I'm pulling my pod, and you guys are full out podding, and I'm only half pod.
Well, we were right just trying now. To get through our Mountain Dew sponsorship, and let that happen organically.
Oh, did they allow you to just talk shit about their product?
That is how it works with them.
What deal do you have?
It's like ICP. They figure as long as we're talking, you know?
Yeah.
as long as people are scared.
Any press is good press, but when we say that Code Red gives you a... You know, makes your eyes shut at intermittent intervals.
Code Red desynchronizes your blinks.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. God. Now my eyes don't blink in unison. My left one and my right one are been blinking.
But the cherry flavor.
Yeah. But the job gets done.
Sometimes I feel a third one blink and I can't see out of that one. I don't know.
It's kind of a feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights on the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
And I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us this week, the very hilarious... Ben Roy is here.
Hey, I'm here, and I'm ready to fucking fight.
Yeah, that's what we're bringing. That aggressive energy.
Are we allowed
to swear?
Absolutely. I'm so used to the morning radio format.
Mountain Dew is a very cool sponsor. They want us to curse.
They allow it. They allow it.
Paint a swear word on your foot and, you know, kick a bottle of Dew in half with it.
Yeah, kick this door open. This has already been a blast. This is well worth it.
Well, we've been trying to have you on for a minute, and we're excited that we finally got to make it happen.
And I know.
Stuff has been busy.
2020.
It's weird. 2020.
I was kind of like the scab of 2020's union line. I just came in and was like, y'all are like doing the pandemic thing? I'll work. So I work to close rooms because...
You know what is funny? We were talking about, well, first of all, we're very excited to have you here. That's why we're podding so hard out of the gate. You know, we're right off of the ground. And it is funny because now that COVID is the pandemic is kind of subsiding, people have vaccines, people are trying to go out again. We were just talking about this. Everybody was like, masks off, baby, poo. And now we're all getting colds.
Yeah, exactly.
I plowed through it. My girlfriend currently has one. It's back. BNC is back.
Yeah, colds are like, COVID has to stay, but I'm back.
Yeah,
I didn't have one. I haven't had one since February of last year, and I'm due for one. And
yeah.
I mean, I was out last night hugging everybody.
Kisses. Yeah.
Yeah, touching my eye.
All the doorknobs I used to taste. Yeah.
Went back to the old haunts, the old hinges that I used to get my tongue on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Put my eyeball on stuff. I miss
it. It is, I will say this. This is all kinds of irresponsible. don't go out if you're sick. But it is nice to have that. It is nice to be just a little sick again. Not to have to be like, this is it. It's the end. To have like a fun, flirty weekend sick where it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll make some tea with lemon and cayenne. I'm feeling well.
I got a hot toddy, baby, or something, and then watch The Wire again.
The hot toddy is the funniest one where people are like, I'm sick. Let's get a little bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not sick, too sick
to not still be an alcoholic.
You know what would really kick this cold into overdrive? Let's blow a couple of wellness lines.
Why wasn't there ever that, you know, like doing a line of cocaine cut with nasal decongestant? You know what I mean?
Somebody's balling ass grandma.
Yeah.
Hey man, you got any ecstasy? Yeah, no, Excedrin. I got a bad headache.
Oh, yes. The easy E, that's what they call it. Excedrin and ecstasy is called the easy E.
Truly.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Talk about
y'all doing Excedrin and ecstasy.
Yeah, come around, man. We're sick as fuck.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I get fucking turned up on some MDMA and Nuprin.
I get that H1N1.
It's yellow, it's different.
I get that H1N1. I make a week out of it. Regardless of all this irresponsible pandemic chatter, we are not fighting different pharmaceuticals. We are not fighting the next big pandemic. We are, in fact, fighting people in kick-ass boots.
Yes.
Yes.
And it had to be done, and I don't think it's been talked about up until
this
point.
Nobody's talking about it. And, you know, people are thinking about it, though.
Third thing on my mind.
Every time I see someone in kick-ass boots, I'm like, this guy's out looking for a fight.
I actually am afraid of people in like nice, like if you got a good pair of cowboy boots, I don't think I want to fight you. It feels
shoes make the man, as they say, or the woman, as it may be.
And
there's something,
but it's a boot. You know, a boot has it.
You don't. And I think a boot implies you don't have to run from anyone.
That's it.
Wow.
That is it.
You're like, these are my boots for standing my ground.
Yeah.
That's what these boots are for.
For digging my heels in.
And occasionally whooping ass. Yeah.
Plus,
stomping a guy.
Boot is almost a verb, you know? It's like, you can also boot someone.
Yeah, you give them the boot, right?
Yeah, you're never tennis shoeing a guy.
No.
You give them the boot.
No, you're not. There's no give them the croc. You know what I mean? Leave a pattern. Leave a pattern, a fresh pattern of circles on that ass.
Truly. And I think for any Ben heads just joining us, this is the way that we play the game. It's just a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight round. Video game rules. So old people can fight gay people. Men can fight women. Dogs can fight babies. Whatever needs to happen. The justice craves order. The justice craves a winner. That's all that has to happen. There must be a winner of each bout. So we're going to talk about who we think should be in each round. We're going to talk about some strengths and weaknesses. And then ultimately we will vote on who we think wins each round, beginning with a lightweight round. So when you think of somebody,
okay, fuck, this is the tough one. Boots.
It is. This is always the hardest one because this is such a out of the gate kind of a tough category.
Well, and it's also tiny little boots. You know what I mean? I mean, where do we start on that, and where do we come in?
For clarity, are we doing famous boot wearers, like specific people, or are we doing a person you would encounter?
I'd prefer not to. Yeah.
I think you can do anyone you can think of. If you say like, oh, Clem Stridley from high school, then I'll be like, okay, why should he be in the lightweight category?
Clem Stridley?
Or if you're like, you know, a cowboy who smokes e-cigarettes and is a vegan, then that's also seems like a pretty lightweight ass boot wearer.
I've got a lightweight to kick us off then. Vivian from Pretty Woman.
Who is she?
She's the Julia Roberts, the main character.
Oh, Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman.
She was rocking.
She wears a thigh high the entire time.
Holy shit.
Oh God.
And she's savvy. She's a compelling fighter to me.
That's also peak Julia.
Peak Julia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pouty,
America's
pouty
sweetheart.
Julia. Yeah.
Pouty Julia.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
Woman Julia. She has taken America by storm. They
now,
will be here
but we're
for
not.
Her.
See, this is the problem I have as somebody who is a fight enthusiast who enjoys the game. We're not separating these into male and female categories.
We're not. See.
And I would see.
Well,
I
people
could
can fight gay people. Dogs can fight babies. That's how
I
we
know.
Do it.
Okay.
The island will often kind of compensate for if we were to put Julia Roberts up against, King Kong with boots on, then she might grow to the size of King Kong with boots on, or she might have.
Right. Or former UFC bantamweight champion Uriah Faber, who is a fairly lightweight person.
Sure.
But would ostensibly kick the dog shit out of Julia Roberts.
Right, exactly.
And especially in those boots because she digs her heels in.
I think that was probably the reason she ended up wearing them. She was just like, no, I'm not changing them. People like these boots.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they were sexy boots for the time.
Like
a nice thigh high. And if you've ever put one on.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't show that on TV in the 80s. They would blur it out.
Did they blur the thigh high boot out? I love that. I want every time I watch that, I want to see because she's in New York City and it looks warm out. Mm-hmm. It looks summertime. So I'm always looking for the line of baby powder just below or sneaking up above the thigh of that boot because
there
was
a chafing
and sweating in there. That is a sweaty boot.
I like to think the ecosystems bloomed and died in those boots for sure.
Summer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They probably had six or seven pairs for her to like schlorp out of.
Oh, I bet if we were to interview old Julia Roberts herself, I guarantee you she would say that she made some cheese in those bad boys.
she's a real crass monster. Yeah. They can't interview her these days. She's like, yeah, I was fucking really stomping around in the cultures on that one.
Yeah. I made some lady mud in the heels of them boots.
Julia, did you shit in your boots? Well, a lady never tells.
It was a long shoot.
The union work day was 2 hours longer and we all paid for it. Okay, so you're throwing in Julia Roberts.
JR.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I actually got to work on Those Who Can't. I worked with Eric Roberts.
Nice.
Yeah, he played a used car baron on the show a couple times. He was He was dealing Dave, the Mile High City's big used car baron, and he was amazing. But anyway, I want to
so
throw
funny.
One in. Perhaps the most dangerous character potentially to human beings. Mm-hmm, and I mean that in a Christopher Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not probably. In a European settler type of way.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
A child during the rainy season in rain boots. Now, this is a kid who produces a large amount of bacteria.
Okay.
Now, not the most strong. Not its power is not in its...
I get it.
...in its physical prowess, but its ability to get everybody around it sick.
True.
You know what
I
mean?
Just as we were just talking about, I mean, this kid is the exemplification of cold and flu season, I would
say. Little yellow rain boots.
Oh, Georgie.
Oh, you take them off. Those are time bombs.
They are. And they get put in the corner of the classroom. You grab a hold of them and whammo, you've got dengue virus. And that's it. That's how it works. The dengue fever comes.
You've from, got fucking from hoof and mouth. Yeah. Where the hell was this kid?
Hoof and mouth.
You've got from a set of
kids' rain boots. Parvo. Whatever happened to Parvo?
I don't know.
I got Parvo from those.
Did we starve Parvo out with our masks?
But we brought fucking it back hell. With Patrick Starr colored rain boots.
Yeah. Like little life. Hulk.
Wow. No, Marvel, you ain't wrong. Rain boots, I get
the
it.
Plastic ones. Yeah. Not and the also. Good ones.
Also, kick-ass boots. I remember the first time. I remember being a kid and like getting those wellies on and being like, this is like having a superpower.
Yeah, the problem was with them, though. They weren't because, yeah, they did go high. But if you got water inside them.
It's all over.
It stayed inside them.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Talk about lady mud. Enter.
Yeah, that's where your lady
Julia
mud
Julia Roberts. That's what the problem was. She wore those boots in the river almost immediately.
That's why she was wearing thigh highs.
They cut out that whole scene of the movie.
They call that the Julia Roberts colostomy bag. It's such a short fall. No one ever saw her shitting into her own boots, but that's
like
an old
Julia Roberts thigh highs in here.
That's how Julia works so much. She's shitting her own boots.
There's something so funny about taking a woman who's so revered for like being together and classy and just being like, and the other thing was she shit in her boots all the time.
We just find out that secret.
Shitting in her boots.
Well, Julia Roberts, she used body doubles for like any nudity scenes. Yeah, she's notoriously does not do nude scenes in movies.
Do you think it's because it's something weird under there?
Well, I think we can assume. Yeah,
it's just a lame tattoo. It's just like one of these hands.
What if she's covered in fucking Yakuza tattoos and she doesn't want them to find her?
Or she doesn't see the benefit of getting naked for a movie.
Sure. That's
probably something's wrong with her body. But no.
I think she has a prehensile tail. I'm going Hawkins razor here.
So that's my throw in. I would say 6-7 years old, peak cold and flu viability, boots with the little sides on them. This kid is
what
could
if it's
be
a,
very dangerous.
What if it's a bunch of kids versus Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts?
Oh, a bunch of kids. Now
a bunch
I like
of kids
this.
In rain boots versus Julia Roberts.
And sure. I don't think that any fight organization has ever done that, because we could say, do we have to go with the aggregate weight of all of them? But I don't think there's any rule set. I think we can look at them as individual pieces.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't.
It's raining out. It makes sense. Yeah. There's three of them stacked in a trench coat.
We
that's it. It's three kids stacked in a trench coat, bottom one wearing little boots.
Big
little
boys.
Yes, gentlemen, obviously we've done it. We've struck another incredible card here. The question before us is, who would win in a fight between Pretty Woman era Julia Roberts,
spike-heeled thigh-high boot wearing
crafty,
and three kids full rain gear in a trench coat, and I'll even go so far as to say that these kids individually have their own galoshes on.
Oh, I like it. I think that's fine, all filled with just leaves and gutter water.
Micro machines.
These kids are like the three horsemen of seasonal sicknesses.
Water of very dubious origin. Where did this water come from?
The Shiva of death. And like, one has sticky hands, one has like a runny nose, and one's coughing everywhere.
Oh, this isn't even new rain. It's other rain.
It's old. Oh, God. It's old rainwater.
Old rain.
The city is on these kids for catching rainwater. That's so crazy, right? Right. You can't catch rainwater.
Bunkers.
It's insane. And the city is on to these little bastards because they've been drinking the stuff.
Yeah. These it's given them strange powers.
All right. I like it.
I like this a lot. Now, we got to assume that Julia Roberts is bringing some of that street feel that she brought to that role too. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not the titular pretty woman.
No. This is exactly. This is before she's been to the polo grounds. This is before she stomped the divots.
Yes. She's on Fight Island for the love of God. She's breaking out the old heels, you know?
Yeah. This is her and her roommate, DeLuca, right? Yeah. And they're still fucking, we don't know what's in those purses. That's the reason why I like this, because anything can be in that purse when the fight starts.
And again, if she's anything like me, we don't know what's under that dress, because she's three Julia Robertses.
Yeah.
That was the reason that she wouldn't get.
Yeah. We don't know what's happening. She could have that tail that Sam has his heart set on.
That's why I won't do nude scenes.
I'm certainly not writing a novel about it.
Your fan fiction, your Julia Roberts fan fiction.
We can't tell if this is a sex thing. It's a sex thing.
It has earned you two separate restraining orders from the Roberts estate.
I'm on a watch list that only like eight other people are on.
From the Julia Roberts and then a Julia Roberts who you thought was the Julia Roberts that you were calling.
His fan fiction is so salacious of Julia Roberts. When he gets to that agricultural checkpoint on the way into California, they make him turn back. They've got a photo of him.
I at the very least have to take it out of my bag at TSA.
This is going to cultivate things in our country that I don't think we want.
Did you buy any fruit? Did you access any of Sam Wiles, Julie Roberts, prehensile tail fan fiction? They both have spiders. That's why we're worried.
Listen, it doesn't have to be a tail. I don't do nude scenes because I'm Quatos all the way down. You know that.
She's got many Quatos. Quatos, plural.
But no, we don't know that for sure, because this is just battle-ready, street-ready Julia Roberts. I think these kids... like immediately, is it raining? I'm seeing this happening in the rain.
Well, I think it should be raining.
I think it's got
to. Actually, I don't know. Perhaps not, because then that makes where the water is coming from off of them even more terrifying. It means that this is standing water in their boots.
Okay.
I think it's just rain.
I think it's just right. I think the children are definitely damp. Whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whatever has happened, absolutely these horrible, damp, sickly children are sloshing.
And there's something contagious about damp sex worker, too. I mean, I think we have to talk about.
That's true. You know that jacket that she was wearing didn't smell great after the rain?
Yeah, and those leather boots are not breathing. As we said. Thigh eyes. Yeah. In New York. During the summer months. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I mean, I could see maybe there's a part of, if these kids are able to pull the old honeypot where they're like, please, we don't know where our mother is. I don't know why this kid sounds like an old woman.
And we've already learned that the pretty woman character has this maternal deep need. She wants the Cinderella family type thing.
Because I think naked in a pit, as they say, Julia Roberts would kick the shit out of three kids.
Yeah,
think that's a problem.
She has a knife.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, she's gonna kebab these three straight through. One, two, three. Booyah.
With that, like you say, that she does want that. She wants that happy ending. She wants to help. And you know these kids are, they're gonna pull that move.
She's got
a
soft spot for orphan type people, like kids whose families don't accept them. These are kids who just want to get in to see a movie that's rated PG-13.
And then,
they're not doing anything wrong. They're
then,
standing on.
Guess what?
Yeah, and then
they have knives too.
Yeah. Do you think they have knives? That seemed like an escalation. Now, I thought we were just working with germ warfare, but then you were like, "Whammo! They have knives too."
I think one of them's probably packing.
You think so? I think it's a comb. I think it's a switchblade.
I think it is a switchblade comb. I think that's canon.
It is. Yeah. But tell me what would be more painful, than trying to comb Julia Roberts' hair.
True.
Ow,
yeah. Ow. Yeah. She's got that lovely kinky classic Julia Roberts rust colored hair.
Yeah, but it's also curly. You get a brush in there. They're gonna be
I get it.
You guys are spoiling the fan fiction.
See, but that's actually a really good point, because I could see her pulling, like, you know, they're like, oh, help us, Julia. I sound like an old woman.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
And then they spring the honeypot.
See,
and she's
I think they've got more old timey New York-y type Hell's Kitchen kid.
A pretty lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
hey there, pretty lady.
Yeah.
You want to help us get into this movie theater?
Yeah.
And they all come down, and she's like, oh my God, you're adorable. Where are your family?
And then.
Where are your families? Yeah. And then they're like, look at how pretty her hair is. You know what I mean? Yep. Boom.
The comb.
One of them gets behind her. That comb gets in there, yanks her neck back.
Give us all your money.
Yeah. Sneezes in her face. that's it. And I think that's.
And then they play the long game.
Yeah.
My God, you're right.
this fight takes anywhere from 4 to 8 days to materialize.
maybe this happened weeks. Maybe this happened in the days leading, like, they got on the same flight as her to go to Fight Island.
So wait a second. You all fly fighters out? I didn't know that you had this kind of budget.
I mean, they get flown out. It's the island takes care of it.
Okay, like the island takes care of it.
Kind of a Kazam genie situation.
I did not know that. Are they unionized? I mean, is this something where over 100 miles they sit in first class? Or
yes, very much so. They get to sit. Well, Fight Island, Fight Airlines, they call it. Is a full contact airline, obviously, and you get to
full
sit
contact
in fight class, and you get to if Fight Island fights you out for a fight, you get to fight the pilot.
Oh, okay, great. That's great. Oh,
and not at all hard to understand. That's the other part.
No, not at all. And if you're severely injured, you get to take a fight for life.
They put you in a helicopter.
Yeah, you have fight for life.
All the way there.
Yeah, I like it. So I think what happens is on the flight, they started the fight. They didn't, they didn't even know.
Surely.
One of these kids has his mouth on the nozzle of that little air nipple.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just drooling all over it. So when the air starts, it's blowing a bubble, right? It's blowing this bubble in her seat. And she's like, what is that? And it pops.
God.
And then it goes straight into her eyes, which
straight
we've learned through
the
COVID.
These kids are 12 monkeys. Mm-hmm. This is incredible.
Yeah.
They are the 12 monkeys.
I think my guess is the kids win this.
I think via. Interesting.
Well,
I could see
what is the submission?
I could literally see, like, you know, this goes down, and then when it comes time to fight, Julia shows up, and she looks like dog shit. She looks so sick.
Yeah.
And these kids in a trench coat, all they need to do, nudge her over. Ding, ding, ding.
She just pushes over, and that's it. TKO via viral stoppage.
That sounds like a vote for the kids.
Yeah, you guys are both voting kids.
I'm voting kids.
Okay. I'll cast an opposition vote just for fun. In that Julia Roberts, at this point in her evolution as that character, she's a sex worker. She is hyper aware of protection against diseases.
You think she would have?
There is a chance
that
she's. That
angle.
There is a chance that she knows the score. She's been. This is how she's been making money, and she's.
Yeah,
she's taken zinc. She's got rubber gloves on. She maybe understands.
Well, yeah,
how to fly.
She's also self-employed. I mean, this is the thing. Like,
she's resourceful.
I didn't think of that angle. I mean, this is not somebody who's just going to get beaten by your average everyday New York resident.
But I think the kids win. I just thought it should be a two to one.
The kids have taken it with the votes for sure. Ding, ding, ding. Three sick children in galoshes and a trench coat have beaten Julia Roberts, as the smart money said they would from the get-go, but...
Oh, really? Did Gary the Greek come in and give us the... What was the spread? I didn't even see the line on it.
I lost so much money on this.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see the line, but I thought I saw you pick'ems. So I just, yeah. I didn't, you know, I, mm-hmm. but I look, it looks like maybe the betting odds changed partway through the fight. That's yeah, great.
That's what they were counting on.
Yeah. Gary's the best. Very few people get by Gary.
Those big bucks. But I see what you're saying, Sam. She's a sex worker. She's hyper aware of these types of things. Protected. She probably had a condom on each hand, one on her head. Yeah. That whole flight.
Well, if she was smart, she didn't, because she saw these kids coming. Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
But she, I would say, in opposition to that, she's taking off the sex worker hat because she's mm-hmm. letting her guard down when she sees these
sure.
kids.
Sure, sure,
she
sure.
She does not see true, that yeah. coming.
Truth.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah. And, which is,
that's compelling. That yeah.
yeah, that's a compelling argument. Okay, where are we moving to next? Movie. Yeah.
Middleweight. Jesus. About people in kick-ass boots. I got to put this out there.
Okay.
Because this is someone that I thought of almost immediately. Tank okay. Girl.
Oh. Mm. And you think middleweight.
Lori Petty in Tank Girl. You think higher?
No, I think lower. I mean, I think she would have been a lightweight, but that's okay, because to me, these are open classes.
She very
could fight
much,
somebody bigger.
She was very much of her era, I think. Boy, Lori Petty versus Julia Roberts might have been the way to go. Anyway, I like
know.
Tank
These
Girl. She
kids.
Had kick-ass boots. She's got a lot of. She's got, those kids. Those three kids really came out of the woodwork and
yeah.
showed us all a thing or two.
Yeah, yeah.
About underestimating a fight.
Yep, yep.
She's got kick-ass boots. She's got access to rockets and nuclear warheads, mutant mm-hmm. kangaroos, etc. It didn't hold up well, but
it's Tank a different. Girl. It's a different kind of boot, really. But
the combat boot.
I would call him kick-ass Austin Powers.
Wow, okay.
Austin Powers has fun That's little boots with buckles on them. Come on.
Smart little boot. Yeah.
The smart
does
little
have
boot.
A fun little boot on. Yeah. Does it kick ass, though?
He kicks ass in it. He's kicking ass.
Austin
he kicks
Powers.
Ass by deed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to go with the median, the guy, the firefighter on a median trying to get your money during the firefighter pledge drive. Now this is a guy
sure.
with an incredible set of lungs, because he's out there and he's huffing gas fumes all
yeah,
day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And when he's not huffing the fumes, he's training with the fire department.
Yeah, yeah. And also a boot full of money. Boot full
yeah,
of quarters
full of money.
is a pretty nasty weapon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fucking okay. We're locking in a fireman with a boot full of quarters for one of the fighters.
And I think I've
sure.
got. I think I've got a good opponent.
Go on.
1970s California Highway Patrol. A chip.
Oh, like a chip. Oh my God. Punch.
Punch.
So punch. Punch.
All right, that's it. That's
from
it.
Chips.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Yeah.
A median balancing.
Yeah.
Firefighter
yeah.
with a boot full of donation quarters.
This is perfect. Obviously, we've done it again. Okay,
I mean,
so the question.
How are these just. It's divine. This is pure divinity.
The island provides.
It is a gracious pod, isn't it?
It surely is. Okay, so the question before us.
Yeah.
Is who would win in a fight? Between the fundraising fireman with the boot full of money, and I'm going to go ahead and say Ponch himself.
Yeah, I think it should be Arthur
from
Pontarelli.
Chips. Absolutely.
Yeah. Here's the question. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, please.
Is the motorcycle involved?
I think it's.
I mean, 1970s era Harley Davidson Road King.
I think he shows up with it, but I think they're like. You got to leave it out. If this was a fight of motorcycle
guys. You can't get it up
guys,
on the median. It's too hard to get it up on the median.
They've got to fight on a median.
Yes, okay. At that's exactly hour. What it means.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's here, but he can't get it up on the median.
Why did Mortal Kombat ever have the median at Colorado Boulevard and Colfax Avenue at rush hour?
Terrified people. Just what is happening? I'm trying to go to work.
Colfax medium. Median. Oh, my God. Okay, cool. Okay. I like this.
Okay. So, I mean, Smart Money says, geez, I mean, Ponch is he's an action hero.
Yeah, but he's got a gun.
He's got a gun.
He's got
he has got a gun.
It's sort of a souped up boot full of quarters, if you will.
Yeah.
But
I will say that you've heard stories of bullets being deflected by objects. And I gotta believe a heavy duty firefighter boot filled to the because people love firefighters.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is the busy time of day out there.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially between them and cops.
Oh, but I know. Truly, people truly. Are going to,
You see, I would love to donate to a fireman in front of a cop and just go, yes, this is where it's supposed to go.
I didn't even think
jerk.
Of the third man involved is the traffic.
Public scrutiny, absolutely.
People publicly on the side of firefighter, they come in.
They're oinking at Eric Estrada, but then inadvertently giving quarters to the firefighter.
Ponch pulls his gun on this cop. You know how many phones are on this fireman? You know how many phones are going to come out? God. He's under the watchful eye of the world.
He can't
you know?
Pull that trigger because he knows. What do you got? You got 60 days of administrative leave coming up just for discharging your weapon.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's a problem right there. Yes. And then you're going to shoot. Now you're going to escalate from shooting, you know, your normal target, right?
Yeah.
You're just shooting citizens and whatnot to the beloved firefighter.
Yeah. Yeah, truly. And I think that
renders his gun useless.
I truly do. And I think that's going to be a real kind of a weakness for Ponch here. I think Ponch, because we're talking about a very specific type of cop here. And this is the cool motorcycle 70s cop.
Yeah,
and he can't seem like a drag man. No. He can't seem like the man. This show is supposed to ingratiate the man. Into our homes, you know, he can't let people peek behind the veil and see the gritty slaying that he wants to commit to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it looks pretty bad to see a fireman beating someone to death with a boot full of money, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Not a good look for the foundation.
No, but we're not taking into account in this fight the asshole in the lifted Ford F-150 with the with the Blue Lives Matter flag and Punisher decal, that sees a cop being pummeled by a firefighter with a boot full of quarters and drives up onto the median and cleans him out.
He's in a median capable truck. That's very important.
This is tough. Okay, so
there's a lot of variables here.
Let's say that, boy. There are, aren't there? Okay, let's say just as fighters, naked in a pit. Let's say this is not on the media.
Okay.
Nobody's here.
Yeah, we
here.
Have
They're
to strip the
down.
Environment.
They're wearing just their boots, you know? I'm going to say that the fireman still has the boot, but it has like a reasonable amount of money in it now. It is not like the Thor's hammer, take Eric's head clean off situation.
Right.
In that situation,
it's more dollars,
at,
more paper money.
Yeah, more paper money, exactly. In that situation, I'm seeing the firefighter as kind of this bruiser swinging a big two-handed weapon.
Yep.
And I'm seeing Ponch as kind of a nimble, like those highway patrol boots, you can run in those.
Yes, you can. And
they're chasing
Ponch,
boots.
Ponch had, he's in those pants that were almost ballet leotard-esque.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They
extremely were tight.
Extremely breathable. Tight, but very breathable and very flexible.
Sure.
He's I may be much have more to go with Ponch on this one, and I hate saying this. I just think the boot full of quarters is an unwieldy weapon.
But boy, one hit.
Well, this is the Mortal Kombat thing. I mean, we're talking about, you know, you're talking about the nimbleness of Liu Kang.
Truly.
You know what I mean? Against the power of Kano. You know what I mean?
Sure, and sure. So, so that's one vote for Paunch. For
I'm going Paunch. I got to say, nimble and the firearm is going to win out every time.
It's a good point. And also, like, that guy collecting the money is usually he's usually got like the fire thing around his waist and he's wearing suspenders, you know? So he's wearing those big, heavy fucking flame retardant.
Yeah. Those like coveralls. The overall thing.
So he's not going to be able to twirl. And can you imagine catching a fucking boot in the face from Paunch?
Oh, yeah.
Jordan, I'm going to let you be the tiebreaker because I'm going to go in opposition. I'm going to say, here's what it comes down to for me is they are on the median. Traffic is happening. What does Paunch want to do more than anything? Pull people over. Everybody's just zooming past. He keeps getting distracted. Oh, there's a pretty lady driving a Corvette. I could go smile at her.
Yeah, that's a good question. We put these assholes in a pit. I mean, there was too much happening on the median, and he's seeing speeding cars go by a girl in yoga pants.
His
neck is craning. He's like, that one's at least 15 over.
I think he gets distracted, gets a boot full of money.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. He is vain.
He's very vain. I think that hurts
vain.
Him.
And I think even if they're in the pit, people are watching, and this is for posterity. He's going to be trying.
Ignoring the fact that 70s Paunch fired from the hip, and that was incredibly accurate. Before all these modern gun openers, we all went to the Weaver stance. This is a guy that was firing from the hip.
But he was doing a lot of side stuff.
But like you say, this boot full of money is, I mean, what is that? 100 pounds? If it's full to the brim.
How are you
of
getting
coins?
To 100 pounds?
Full to the brim with
people
coins,
are filling with
solid
doubloons
metal
and stuff.
And he
ancient
says,
"Ancient coins from the Spanish."
I'm about to put this fire out. I'm about to reinvest in the community or something. What does he say?
Somebody donated a bunch of dark matter. It's way heavier than you think.
Yeah. And Paunch is like, I doubt it. Six.
Yeah.
But if he shoots six, Paunch has to pull them off that belt because I think Paunch had the bullets lined around in the belt.
I honestly think a bullet full. Do you think if you filled a boot full of quarters, you could shoot a .38 into it and stop the bullet?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yes. Yes.
But I don't think he could do it with six of them. I'm giving it to Paunch.
Whoa. All right. And I don't think the Greek saw that coming because I think the firefighter was the -300 favorite coming into this fight.
I think you're right.
I think he was.
And Gary the Greek, I think a lot of people in Vegas lost money on that
one, guys. Truly. Yeah. Listen, you know, tweet at us. We'd be happy to talk about it, but this is the way these things go down sometimes.
Sometimes it's the fight game.
Yeah,
anybody can win when you get in the fight game. Anybody can win.
Well, he just had that public sympathy. He was like that that one fat guy that beat Anthony Joshua. He's got too much.
Boy, I'll bet
you may have to do some editing on this.
And I'll bet.
Oh no, I forgot the fat guy who beat Anthony Joshua. Danny, fix that. Oh, I remember it was. And that's space. So that's where you edit that in.
I think that he guns down this this charitable fireman and he's like, is that it? I win. And then he's back on the bike the very next week.
Well, now and he immediately heads out. He's got to start pulling people over.
Truly. He saw a hot blonde in a convertible back there and he's got to go give her that old Eric Estrada, 70s, just slathered in oil wink.
Heck yeah.
There's some wink you can hear.
Yeah.
Yep. I like
a wink you can hear.
My dad still does
if
that
you
shit.
You name He's your sl- episodes. You should call this episode a wink you can hear. That is the best. I love that. What a gravelly wink.
It's weird because it's the first thing you do when you wake up is wink. You're having a weird time.
Well, and maybe he got into the do. He's not winking. He's just blinking. But he's got unsynchronized blink syndrome.
He's got a real do problem. He's on a minute delay between eyes. Here it is. Guys, the fight that everybody's been waiting for all year long.
Yeah, it's the strongest man on the planet.
Strongest man on the planet.
Or woman. Or baby or dog.
Or everyone in between.
Yep.
Kick-ass boots is the category. Who is the heavyweight representative of the kick-ass boots category?
The Marlboro Man.
Ooh. Fuck, that is good.
That's an iconic boot wearer.
You had that in your pocket.
Wow, yeah, dude.
I had it in my boot full of quarters.
That's really good. Wow. The Marlboro Man. For those of you who don't know who the Marlboro Man is, Marlboro Cigarettes used to have an advertising campaign with a guy who liked cigarettes.
Wow. It was that classic subversion where it was a cool guy doing the thing you like.
And he was a cowboy, and he gave off a real "I'm dating your mother now" vibe.
But you're more fine with it than you thought.
Yeah, you were okay with it.
Oh my god, that is so funny! The Marlboro Man. I didn't even
truly. I have a list of celebrities wearing kick-ass boots here, and the first person on it is Whoopi Goldberg, but I'm not saying she's a heavyweight.
Oh. We had Tank Girl up for middleweight, and that's
true.
And she, you know, she's not. No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I was going to say for kick-ass boots, Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's a cool one.
That's it. The Marlboro Man versus Lemmy from Motorhead.
That's like God. Two distinct types of kick-ass dude.
Okay. Oh, we like this? Can we think of anybody else?
I say lock this bout in. This is get him on Fight Airlines and get him over here.
Get him on a smoking flight.
Yeah. I hope you have enough Johnny Walker to go around.
Oh, my God.
JW Blue. Yeah. Did you see that fucking, that weird tweet that was going around of the guy? I think it was a joke, but he was like, you should be able to afford this bill as a man. And it was like,
that tweet was ironic, right? It was like a $6,000 bill.
I think so. But more importantly, he had like two shots of Johnny Walker Blue on there. And it was like $900.
Is that how much that is? I know it's super priced.
Cause they also had a spaghetti dinner was $150 on that.
They were like $400 per drink though.
Johnny Walker Blue's expensive. It's not like it's not that.
It's not like Louis the 14th or whatever that stuff is.
I remember looking at it and it blew my mind.
I remember a buddy of ours opened a bar where they bought the bar from a big company. And I won't say who because I don't want to get them in trouble, but they bought the bar off of a big restaurant group. They bought it from them because this restaurant group wanted to offload this bar because they didn't own the building. And before it was done, they charged a bottle of that Louis the 14th brandy or whatever in that like elaborate bottle. Yeah. And this was when I drank and we all sat around and drank it. And it wasn't that good. I didn't get it. I guess I don't have you have to have a palate to enjoy that or to appreciate it because I was just like, blah,
blah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's the creature.
Yeah, the creature.
The creature will drink anything.
Yeah. Pour it in your face, Bob.
Oh, the creature doesn't mind.
In your voice. Okay. So this is Marlboro Man.
Marlboro Man. Who would win in a fight between the Marlboro Man and Lemmy from Motorhead? And for those of you who don't know who Lemmy from Motorhead is, turn it off. Turn the podcast off.
Just quit. What are you doing?
Just turn it off and go listen.
Yeah. Okay, this is going to be, I don't even want to see the fight, but should we talk about where it takes place?
Absolutely.
We need to talk about the first choice could be a neutral location close to both of them.
Sure.
Which is the Malibu Ranch where most a lot of Western movies were filmed.
Ooh, I went straight Western. My brain went straight like what is the place? Monument Valley.
Oh, okay. Like a John Ford type. Like deal. A
John Ford. I mean, if we're going to talk ultimate tough guy fights.
Yeah. And like, the way that we have to enter the fight realm is through the door that The Searchers, the movie, opens. So the door opens. Yes. The same gingham clad woman opens the door for us, and the camera pushes out, and there stand Lemmy. And the Marlboro Man.
And Lemmy fits in perfectly, weirdly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he does, because he fits in anywhere. Because he's everything and nothing at
all.
They
go, that's the devil. He goes, yes, I am.
Is he punk rock?
Is he metal?
Is he metal? No. Is he rock and roll? No. He's all of them.
He's elemental.
Yeah.
He was here from the beginning. Honestly, I almost feel like this is the type of thing where they've been standing here waiting for this fight to start. For 20 years.
Yeah.
They've been staring each other down.
All the townspeople are like, that's a cowboy who's very cool, and that is the god of black smoke. I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah.
Some sort of metal incarnate.
And I think Motorhead feels as if the Marlboro Man is a little bitch because he gave up the pages of all those magazines.
Absolutely.
He didn't put up a fight.
When
the FDA came in and shut him down and put him out of work.
Oh, mate, you should have just kept on smoking. And then, like, and then, like,
you should have started your own magazine. Hundreds of glossy photos of cigarettes. And he's like, you don't know what it's like to deal with big government, man. You ain't never dealt with the big. You ain't never dealt with government in your pocket, man. Don't tell me how I was supposed to live.
If you think I ain't suffered, mate? If you think I ain't been through this shit and back again? This is incredible.
This is a good fight. I mean, and this is a tough one because neither of their cardio is up to snuff. I'm going to say that.
There are a lot of long breaks in between rounds. Yeah.
I think this is one of those fights where it's like, they're not going to fight with their fists like fucking the Marlboro Man pulls out a gun, shoots at Lemmy, but Lemmy reflects it with
saw Motorhead. I've seen them twice, and I saw them at the Gothic the last time with Planes Mistaken for Stars.
Whoa, cool. I love those guys.
Yeah. Single, without a doubt, leaps and bounds ahead of any other concert near it. The loudest show I have ever been to. My ears hurt for days afterwards. Motorhead was so fucking loud. It was awesome. Yeah.
That's exactly what I would want that to be, though. You know, if I'm going to a Motorhead show, I'm going to be like, hey, fuck me up a little, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Incredible. Loudest concert I ever saw was the Circle Jerks and GBH in Seattle.
Oh, that's a pretty loud one, I bet. Dude, too.
It was damaging. I left being like, oh no.
Yeah.
I might not hear again.
I mean, I saw those after, but when I was a teenager, I saw the Deftones live.
Yeah,
and they lived up to that name. I mean, they were loud. And I was like, oh, I've handled. They were like, this is going to be a loud show. You know, the Motorhead is loud and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't care. I'm excited to see it. And I was like, and honestly, I saw the Deftones and I was right up close and it was so loud. And then they started playing and my teeth hurt. Like, it got into my gums.
Whoa.
And it was like,
that's what you
so
want.
Fucking loud. So I imagine Lemmy pulls out a guitar, fucking strums, like pulls out his bass and just starts grinding because he's got that guitar kind of effect on his bass, right? And the sound waves cause a deviation of the path of the bullet, right?
Fully. Yeah. Like literally they like fucking, he can like turn bullets with it.
Yeah. So effectively rendering firepower useless.
Absolutely.
Within the field of this colossal sound wave.
And then I'm even seeing like, you know, fucking the Marlboro Man like takes his gun belt off, throws it aside, lights a cigarette and starts walking towards him, and he's still playing and the music isn't affecting him. Like, why can he walk? why can he walk through the music but the bullets won't work? And he's like, I don't like that crazy kind of music.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think that's it. He's also deaf because the cancer is eating his entire body.
Because so the entire inside of his head is a tumor.
Is a tumor now, from his entire life dedicated to tobacco products.
Now, listen, is there a chance that that's exactly what's happening here? That he fucking throws his gun belt. Listen, retcon, I think you nailed it, Ben. I think he starts walking through the savage sound waves and they're stripping the flesh from his body.
Yeah.
But it just keeps regrowing because he is all cancer at this point.
Here's the thing.
And it's like turning him into like a fucking like Tetsuo style, like fucking fight monster.
There were 5 Marlboro men because they kept dying of cancer. You can't kill him because he's a million people.
He's more than he's the fucking naysay.
He's fucking
he
jigsaw.
Is multiples. He you is cannot, more than one person.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Like the story of B, like Daniel Quinn's story of B. There is not one bee. There have been several bees. Funny. Oh, my God. That is great.
Incredible.
And so Lemmy knows he's up against a Mr. Smith or an Agent Smith type thing from The Matrix, where you're dealing with an infrastructure created by one of the most powerful industries in the world. The tobacco industry has created a behemoth by creating something that is everything and nothing at all at once, too.
Yeah,
you know, a child, a new type of child soldier.
And if this is in a Western time period, it's like Big Tobacco's never been stronger. If this is on a Western movie set in the 50s,
this may be the most contentious win of all time because people are going to go with the Airheads adage that Lemmy is God, right?
Yeah,
because he is a god. But what happens if the Marlboro Man is like you said, he's elemental.
Truly.
He is
death. Lemmy is God and the Marlboro Man is death.
Death. Who wins between God and death?
One could say
that death is the servant of God.
And one could say that death is the servant of God.
Truly.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. But at the same time, like, this, see?
Danny, cut out that part where we all got really high right before this part.
No. Put it, make it longer so this makes sense.
No.
Okay, no. I'm locking in a vote.
Oh, I'm no, say, what? How can you, when we just got to the toughest one, how did I present such a complicated theory, one that threatens to bow time and space? It's bending a perception of light and color.
Man, I'm scared.
Ben introduced the concept of eternity, and Jordan was like, all right, I'm done. I'm sold.
A fight between the two greatest forces, the belief in a pattern, a way that things move, and the infinite end. And you were like, I got it. You just came in and you're like, I've got it.
I think I got it.
All right. Here we go.
Giving my vote to Lemmy. Oh,
wow.
And here is why. This may be cigarettes. This may be Big Tobacco. This may be cancer, death incarnate striding toward Lemmy, but for all the cigarettes Lemmy smoked in his life, wasn't the cigarettes that killed him. Stroke, congestive heart failure, and prostate cancer. If it was lung cancer, I might give it to the Marlboro Man.
I didn't know how he died, and I was like praying you're gonna be like, he got run over by a Zamboni.
Sucked into a jet engine.
You're backed over by Brett Michaels' tour bus. It was simultaneously
choked on a peach.
It's just something real chill.
Yeah, it was so
I mean,
sad.
That's too big a bite, man. I know what I'm doing.
I know.
Oh, I love peaches. Fuck
I love peaches. I eat the pit all the time.
Fuck the whole thing.
I eat the whole thing. All right. Yeah. All right.
I'm giving it to Lemmy. I think he has. I think he has died and lived on. I think not even death can stop Lemmy.
Sam.
I'll let Ben be the tiebreaker. Cause I'm gonna say Marlboro Man.
Oof.
And
And you're going to make me go away hated either way. You know?
Because I think.
I mean, I do see
in a fight, and this is a fight about boots. I think it comes down to maybe the strength of the boot.
They're
digging their heels in. Their two forces are coming at each other.
So there's also, like you said, 5 Marlboro men, and that's 10 boots, y'all.
Well, but the other 4 are not alive anymore. I mean, they're long since deceased.
I think those spirits are still around. I think Lemmy conjured the devil. He opened a portal.
Nothing's off the table.
Without knowing, all the other Marlboro men come out.
I think I honestly see this thing where Lemmy's playing, and the one Marlboro man is striding through the sound, and another Marlboro man comes up and grabs him from behind because made the mistake that so many people have made. Oh, there's only one Marlboro. Oh, the hell are you? You know?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think his music opened a portal to hell, and the other Marlboro men came through it.
Okay.
And now it's 1-on-1 plus 4 ghosts. That's okay. My vote.
I think what ends up happening is that as a portal, as some sort of tear in the fabric, opens, more Marlboro men pour out, and I think Lemmy is able to hold them off for a bit.
Oh, wow.
But I think Big Boss style, the real voice behind it, the Oz type of person comes out from behind it, and I think it is a colossal 700-foot Philip Morris executive. And I think all these Marlboro men are sort, and Lemmy is like, I'm but one man. And they fought. And if you talk about survival, cigarettes have survived and they've adapted.
Yeah.
Turned and they've adapted. Every time he fights one, it becomes stronger. It's like, it learns its moves.
Cigarettes are fucking robots now, dude.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We didn't even see the cigarette smoker comes out of the portal of hell, too. Some dipshit on a bunch of dipshits on a razor scooters all come out vaping.
It's the e-cigarette version of the Marlboro man. It's like a cyber Marlboro man astride a ridiculous horse that you have to charge.
He's on a Kawasaki 250. Yeah. He's sponsored by Mountain Dew Code Red, full circle. Huge hump in his back. You're not going to stop that.
Between the vaping and the Baja Blast, that guy is. That's he doesn't have blood anymore. He's got something else.
He's got blood too. Dew hump, and a fucking vape tail. I think. Oh, a vapor tail. That's what it is.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I'm gonna end it by saying Marlboro Man wins it. Lemmy falls, but I think if there were anybody that Lemmy would want to be vanquished by, it would be Big Cigarettes.
These are the things 100%. That were gonna kill me all along. As he lights one up, at the end of the fight, like fucking the end of Infinity War, multiple portals open up and met Marlboro men, so many who died in testing and so many who from other realities.
But when Lemmy falls and his shattered body hits the dry earth, all of the men on now on motocross bikes and the new Marlboro man with vape. And even the 700-foot-tall Philip Morris executive, they all get on their knees and they bow their head because he was one of their greatest customers.
One of their greatest.
He was not only their enemy, he was a client.
Sir, are you crying at the tragedy? No, at the profit loss, but it's still sad.
1,000 Marlboro men tip their hats.
And I think we got to the bottom of that. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Man, what a good one. Holy moly. Ding, ding, ding. The Marlboro Man wins in the battle of the dudes with kick-ass boots. Ben Roy, thank you so much for coming to the island today.
I it was an honor and it was a pleasure.
A delight and to have you.
These were questions that had we not come together for on Truly. This afternoon, on this day, June 3rd, 2021, Anno Domini. I think that the world, there'd be some frayed ends.
These questions would still be out there unanswered for perhaps another 10,000 years. Let's recap.
Who are the winners again?
Winners?
The winners of the lightweight
first
bout.
One.
Three disease-ridden kids in a trench coat.
In galoshes. Beat up America's sweetheart. Of course, Julia Roberts.
Yep.
Number two was, what did we go with on number two?
Punch from Chips.
Beat a firefighter.
Firefighter's trying to raise money.
Not only beat him, slew him in cold blood in front of the eyes of hundreds.
And there is, if anybody wants to see it, there are copious angles of cell phone footage to see that.
And finally, of course, the Marlboro Man, heavyweight, kick-ass boot guy of Fight Island. Ben, where can the people find you on the internet? And
At BenRoy00 anywhere on social media. And then my podcast, 97 Died, The Rat Race, they can find that anywhere you get your podcast, as well as the Grolix Saves the World. You can And I'll plug this on that when it comes out. I'll
give
it we'll get a little cross pod of nation.
Oh, that'll be the best.
We're so
glad that we can. You are the I just got it. Cross pod nation. Yeah. You are the third and final member of the Grolix to complete the triumvirate on the pod.
Let me ask you, who did the best? Andrew, probably, because Andrew.
I think it was officially you. We'll see. We'll have to see the numbers, but this was a great episode. I'm sweaty. Yeah.
Andrew is good because he gets into the role playing stuff and he loves the voices and he's really good at that.
They are.
A highlight of Andrew's episode, though, is that we fought teachers and one of his lightweights was his own brother. And I will think that's funny for the rest of my life.
Truly, if you haven't heard them, go listen to all the Grolix episodes. They are some of my favorite.
I love
episodes
you guys. Thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Thank you so much for coming. Definitely go listen to all of those things. 97.9 is one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, and the next episode, you're our guest.
Be in there.
Yeah, you're our guest on it. So it's going to be great.
Can't wait. Totally. Yeah.
And it's hell hilarious, yeah. So you got to check it out.
Fuck yeah. Sam, what about you? What are you up to, man?
I'm up to, other than Fight Island, fucking nothing, man.
You got the cold. You're working on that cold.
Yeah, I got allergies real bad. As always, you can find me on Twitter at VoteSamWiles, and then check out my stand-up album on Spotify. It's called Regular Guy Out of Hell.
Heck yeah. And please check out my other podcast. It's called Werewolf Radar. And go follow me on Twitch. I'm Razor Lou. I play video games and Dungeons and Dragons and shit like that. It's a lot of fun. And I think that's going to do it for this particular episode of Fight Island. Sam, why don't you count us down there, pal?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.